Get this on to.
It's Bill. He ain't got any of that damn money. Right. He ain't got no woman either.
This is Chris 200, audio on demand at chris200.com/podcast. Today is December 1st, 2006. Hey, welcome. How you doing? Like I said, I'm Chris 200. I'm on my way home. It's a Friday night. It's about 8 o'clock in the evening, and boy, I don't know what I'm going to talk about today, but let's see what comes out. Well, let's talk about the old drugs. Yes. Got some new drugs. I haven't really been having a lot of good luck with them, but then again, I haven't been taking some of them. Today I took my stimulant a couple times today, which I think really helped out. Really cleared the clouds out of my head, that's for sure. Of course, these are all doctor prescribed. Nothing that's, what do I want to say? Illegal. So, that's a good thing, I guess. Gotta slow her down here a little bit. So, yeah, I worked pretty much 12 hours. I didn't get tired at all. Actually worked 12 and a half. Did do some programming today, which is always kind of fun. Actually worked pretty darn good. What I've been doing is trying to reclassify a bunch of parts. It looks like I got some sort of problems in some of these parts. But what I'm going to do is update the part families, and I'm going to do it all database-wise. I'm going to use a query to dump them into the spots they need to be in the database, and boy, we'll see what happens there. Hopefully I won't mess it all up. I had some good luck today extracting what I need. I'm going to need to see which ones go where and which ones I'm going to have to recreate or create again. Or just create, I guess. The ones I got to create will be interesting. I'll just say that. Like I said, hopefully I won't screw anything up. Glad. It's still a lot of standards, about 1300, 1400, it looks like I'm going to need, but it looks like I'm going to have every stinking part code in there, and they're going to be in the right place at the right time, and all this and that, so, that's pretty good. Actually got to work on time today, which is nice. A little groggy this morning, but you know what, got up and got going, and actually made it 10 minutes early, so that was good. Boy, what else has been going on? It was actually kind of nice today, leaving a little bit later. The picket line has been somewhat rowdy lately, and today, well, because I left later, they weren't the Mongolian horde that they typically are, shouting and yelling at folks, so that was good. That was really good. A car by me. Boy, what else do I have to say today? I listened to a bunch of podcasts today. I'm kind of getting burnt out on podcasts. I think I listened to several of them twice today. I don't know. Job front's been interesting again. I don't know what this one particular company is doing. They keep advertising the same jobs, and I keep applying, so screw them. And we'll see what happens, I guess. I don't know. Maybe I'll go ahead and apply again. My wife talked to somebody there today to find out what the heck is going on. Why do you send me an email that says the job is completely filled, and then you next day you post the job again? I don't know. I don't understand. Some sort of HR mumbo jumbo, I guess. I guess they're just really casting a wide net to find what they're looking for. So be it. I didn't even get an interview, so fuck them. The one I went on last couple weeks ago, haven't heard back. I don't know what's going on. If she's just they're still trying to decide, or what's going on money-wise. Maybe they're trying to get approval. I don't know. I haven't got any response from those folks, so fuck them. I did find a job that I'm really interested in, and I guess we'll have to see how that turns out. I don't know. We'll have to see. Silly games these companies play with people. I don't understand it. I don't know why they do what they do, but, you know, I guess the way I look at it is they're missing out, so have them find somebody else, I guess. I don't know if I'm making too much money. They think I want too much money. I've got too much experience. I don't know. Try a new avenue on a job once again that I've applied for numerous times and gotten one interview years ago there, and I don't know exactly what happened there, but we will see what happens. I do have a contact over there. I should send her an email and see what the deal is there. Maybe it's her job. I don't know. It's project manager, I believe. I don't know. I guess we'll have to see. Oh, man. It's been bitterly cold here. Was it Wednesday or Tuesday? It was, woke up, it was in the 50s or 60s. And then the next day it dropped down to 20 degrees, which made it interesting. Pretty cold. Had to get all bundled up and all that fun stuff. So, anyway, only 24 miles away from where I started. Well, not started recording, but 24 miles from where I started out today when I got gas. Let's see, what am I going to do this weekend? Oh, yes, I'm going to work 7 days a week, 12 hours a day. I really can't honestly understand what some folks are thinking or what they expect. But if I got my little jar of pills, I think things will go a lot better. It's one particular drug I think really works well. The military uses it now instead of amphetamines, or I think they used to give their pilots methamphetamines or some sort of an amphetamine. Works a little bit differently than an amphetamine, but geez. I think it really works. Either that or I'm just having a really good day, and I don't know, we'll see. I took the antidepressant late last night and then again this morning, so maybe that has something to do with it. I don't know. I don't know if those things actually work for me or not. I think what they do is actually get me to the point where I can function. I mean, a few years ago, I pretty much, it was horrible. It's so hard to explain or understand. It's just, I just couldn't function every time I would have to do something or talk to somebody. I would just get crazily mind racing panic attacks several times a day. I haven't had any of those lately. So that's good. But, you know, getting to the next step is really what I've been wanting to do, is just, you know, feel normal again. Or feel normal, you know. It's been so long, I'm not quite sure what normal is. I don't know. There's a guy that passed away recently. I think his name's William. I think the last name is pronounced Styrene or Storeen. S-T-Y-O-N. Styron. And he had passed away. Evidently, he had some sort of controversial novel that he wrote years ago. But one of the books that I was interested in was called Darkness Visible, and it just kind of talks about his struggle with depression and kind of his journey with the psychiatrist and the different types of drugs that he was on, and kind of the haphazardness, I guess, or the doctors kind of prescribing the drugs but not necessarily prescribing them correctly, which in the end caused him more problems. It got to the point where he was ready to commit suicide, and now I can't remember what it was that kind of snapped him out of it. I think a friend of his talked to him about something. But I got it on tape. It was a book on tape. Just two cassettes, real short. Let's see, probably 3 hours, it wasn't 4 hours. Maybe closer to 2.5 hours total. It was public. He actually read the book himself. Was out, I believe it came out in 88. The tape I had was copyright 1990. So I guess I wouldn't recommend it to anybody that's really depressed, but it kind of scared me, because it really painted a picture of what I've been going through probably the last, 5 years, probably longer than that. My problems really flared up after I got married. breaths, just trying to get my composure back together. So I don't know. There's something else that I really haven't found that was, you know, something that was mentioned in the book that I haven't seen or been able to find a whole lot of information on, and it has to do with mourning. This guy's mother died at an early age. I think he was a teenager or adolescent. Maybe he was a little bit younger. I don't remember exactly. And I'm trying to remember the term that they used. It was like, something mourning. Basically, you kind of get stuck in this phase of mourning and you just can't get beyond it. It's like a subconscious thing. And, I wanted to look into that a little bit more, see if that may be something that I'm struggling with, you know, subconsciously, or, yeah, I guess, you know, it's stuck in the unconscious or subconscious. The same thing? I think unconscious means you're knocked out or asleep or something like that. So, well, I am at, just got off the interstate here. Gotta wait for some vehicles to go by. Come on, prolapse. But yeah, the term that I was looking for, I wasn't able to find anything on either Wikipedia or Google or anything like that. So, I don't know. I'll have to, if I can find it. Let's see what else. Yeah, I don't know, man. Life's crazy. I was big into, this is, you know, pre-World Wide Web, I was big into BBS, and I met a guy in Lincoln while I was going to school in Lincoln, and I'm not sure how I ever met this guy, or what the... John Galt, that was his handle. I don't remember what the deal was, but, where am I going with this? Oh, I remember. We would, you know, we would chat back and forth and whatever. I think his name was Alan. And, one of the things, what he did... I think he was a hacker. I'm pretty sure of it. He was a hacker. He'd almost gotten himself into some big trouble at one time hacking the university. And he worked for I can't remember what it was. It was a big backbone company that kind of dealt with the backbone of the internet at that time. And he pretty much just, you know, dropped out of school and got this cool job. He wasn't making a whole lot of money doing it, but, you know, it was something that he knew, something he liked. And one of his things, one of the things that he used to say was, life is hard. Life is hard, and life is not fair, so... you don't understand that or realize that, you need to, because it isn't always fair and it isn't always easy. Sometimes it is easy, sometimes it's more than fair. You know, it's kind of a cyclical thing. I spiraled her way and spiraled down and weren't fair, but, you know, control what you can control and deal with what you can't, and that's life, so. Well, I'm going to wrap it up here, and I don't know if my phone's charging. Yeah, I think it is. I think it is. I'm gonna let you guys go and see you around later. This is Chris 200 with Audio On Demand. Bye-bye.